Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What It Is With Murph. On the show today, we're joined by a super talented singer, Megan Gallagher. But Megan stops by to talk about her music, career, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. As usual, I have my co-host, esteemed colleague, and friend, Emily with me. So let's get to the show.
You didn't
and
call me the
story. I did not call you
today.
No, I did not.
Hey. So sweet.
What do you say we not waste any more time and bring on today's guest?
That's probably a good idea. No one tuned in to hear us talk. So.
True. Let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Megan Gallagher to the show. Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm so great. How are you all?
I'm good. As I was telling Emily a few minutes ago, I was jamming to that song. I love it.
That's
awesome.
I do too. It's
I'm
great.
So glad.
I've never heard it before, but I like it. So
awesome. I'm so glad you do.
He texted me and said, "You're going to like the song." And I was like, okay. And he never tells me anything. Like, unless I upload the audio, I don't know what it is because he changes it and he never tells me. So it was a nice surprise. Awesome. And I was trying to find it, like, while he was, I was like, I'm going to find it and know what it is before he has to tell me, but I couldn't do that and talk, so I had to, you know, ask that time, but I tried to get on top of that. It's all good. I saved your EP on Spotify so I can listen to all your songs after the show.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool.
All right, I'll shut up now. Go ahead.
You know, I rarely save this, or I normally save this until the end of the show, but I'm just gonna go ahead and say this now, Megan. You, my friend, are just one of the most talented people I've probably ever heard.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, that's so sweet of you to say.
Like I was telling you off air, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to come on and join us. I know you said you've been pretty busy and you're just now getting a little downtime.
Right, yeah. I finally just had a little time to myself to, like, work on my own stuff and kind of start writing some new music and working more on my guitar and, you know, just having a little family time now, too, so that's really nice.
Are you feeling the fall spirit yet? Like, are you in the fall spirit? Like,
yes, I am. Yes, actually,
I'm the same way, so.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Like, my mom and I, we just went and got peanuts and candy corn. That's, like, my favorite little fall time snack, so I was, like, really excited about that today.
I, like, went full-on pumpkin everything. Like, we literally made chicken and dumplings and a pumpkin roll yesterday at my grandmother's because we were so ready for fall/winter. We're ready for it to get cooler outside, and it's been okay, but I live in Alabama, so today, it rained yesterday, so it's crazy outside today, like, humid and just nasty outside today, but it's been pretty good, and, like, the pumpkin patch opened, so I'm really, like, into the fall spirit right now.
Oh, yes.
I'm totally all about it.
It's been raining up here all day in Tennessee, too, so I understand that completely.
Yeah, it rained earlier.
It's been raining all day
up here. It waited till I went out, and then when I came home, it started raining, and then I took a nap. So it's been a really productive day. I have a good idea. Cody, bear with me here.
What?
We can, so we did this, shut up. We did this last week. We had a guest on, and there's a tag going around on the internet, the fall, like, favorite tag. So we'll talk about your music and, like, all that fun stuff, and then afterwards we'll ask you the fall favorites questions that we've asked our other guests. We've already done it, so it's not that fun for us, but we can hear your answers. So.
Okay.
So we'll talk about music first. We'll, like, professional first, and then we'll talk about fall.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I know, just kind of, I tell the listeners before we get into the fun questions, I just kind of tell the listeners how you got into this whole music business thing.
Oh, my gosh, this is a crazy story. So I started out at the University of Evansville here in Indiana, and I was on scholarship for opera. And so I went to school doing opera, and I grew up, you know, classically trained. And, you know, one day it dawned on me. I was sitting in a practice room and had my sheet music in front of me and getting ready to work on it. I was like, I do not want to do this the rest of my life. So I kind of just ventured on down to Nashville to see, you know, what all, you know, they had in store for me, and I ran into a gentleman named Bernard Porter, and he kind of took me under his wing, and we started this whole, journey on this country music thing, and I wrote some with some of the best, you know, writers in the business, and I have an amazing vocal coach now, and, you know, I've been working my butt off to, like, get to where I want to be, so it's really kind of strange and bizarre how I went from opera to country. So you know, not a lot of people, they'll say, yeah, I'm an opera singer, and now I sing country. So, yeah.
You mentioned about Nashville. I live only about 3 hours west of the city. I actually have a family that live just right outside of Nashville. That is
okay.
One of my favorite places ever.
It is
I
so
love
cool.
Nashville. I absolutely love it.
Yeah,
I lived
there's so much to do.
I lived about an hour, well, not an hour, well, depends on the day and the traffic, but about 30, 45 minutes from Nashville
yeah.
for about a year last yeah. year, and I liked it, but I never went to Nashville because I really didn't need to. And, like,
right?
The traffic is so crazy, and I only went there, like, a couple of times, like, because, you know, if you have to have surgery or something, you have to go somewhere, like, a big city like that. So I had to have my wisdom teeth out. So I went to Nashville once for that, and I went to Nashville to shop. But I really just I didn't ever go there because, I mean, I sing too, but we had, like, this club where I lived, a little, like, hole in the wall. And when I say hole in the wall, it is every sense of the word.
Pretty
if you
much,
don't know
is.
Where it is, you're never going to find it. It was like a hoedown on Saturday nights, and literally I didn't need to go anywhere else because I had that. It was like a karaoke bar for people that were more professional or like
right.
wanting to be more professional.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you just show up, tell the band what you want to sing, you sing. Like, I mean, I didn't need to go anywhere except my little city. Except
exactly.
where I wanted to go small, of course. But it was nice. I did like living there, but I'm from here, so I'm glad I'm back here. That's like
right.
one thing I'm being so close to everything and my little hole in the wall hoedown on Saturday. It was definitely a hole in the wall though. Cody went with me once, twice, and it was.
Twice, actually. I think it was twice.
Yeah. He went twice, but once without me. I was supposed to be there, and then I had to like come here for some family issue. Or whatever, I think someone
uh-huh.
died. I don't remember. But anyway, I had to come here. So they were there without me once, which kind of sucked because Cody and I didn't see each other that
whatever.
Often. You know, whatever. Anyway, he went there twice. He can tell you it is the, like, you will never find it if you don't know it's there because it
no,
is the hole in the wall as far as a club goes.
Uh-huh.
That's
but, you know, speaking of Nashville, as a matter of fact, I'll be in town next Sunday, actually, as a matter of fact. So,
okay. I'm jealous.
Let's see. Are you up for some fun, a fun kind of quirky get-to-know-you type questions?
Sure.
All righty, hold on.
You've just unleashed it.
What's currently on your DVR and what kind of music are you currently listening to right now?
You literally stole my question. I created that question.
Yes,
oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll get you for that later.
Yes,
oh my goodness. So okay. Maybe okay. We're gonna talk. I'm gonna answer as. Like what I'm watching
right.
on Netflix, if that's okay. So, Orange is the New Black is, like, my obsession. Like, I love that show. Like, it's awesome. And the music that I'm listening to right now, really a little bit of everything. Like, I don't, like, stick to one genre of music, I guess, because I'm, like, I have such a diverse musical background, so I appreciate everything. But, I mean, right now, like, the most stuff I'm kind of getting into is, like, well, more like the pop, hip-hop kind of thing, because I've been working
mm-hmm.
out lately. That's, like, my go-to to, like, pump me up to actually get me motivated to do
That's
something.
That's my playlist, too. My
yes.
playlist, my workout playlist consists of mostly rap.
Yes.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
I love
Oh,
okay.
I feel you on that.
If it's confession time, I love Snoop Dogg so much. I know it's so cliche, but I literally love Snoop Dogg. And Flo Rida, I love me some Flo Rida, too. Like, when I'm at the gym, it is like Snoop Dogg, Flo Rida, and I like Jason Derulo, although he's not really a rapper, but I love him too.
Right.
Yeah. And it's funny, actually, I was one Sunday night, Wednesday night or whatever, we were having some kind of meeting at church, and like a gospel meeting, and I went, you know, alone, and I was like sitting there, and the man, he was like a guest speaker, and he was talking about your music, and like, does your music glorify God? And I was like, I literally rapped to Snoop Dogg in the car on the way here. Like, I was by myself, I rapped in the car to Snoop Dogg on the way, and he said that, and I was like, he's literally talking to me.
He knows, like, he knows.
He knows.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up about you listening to everything, because that's me. And Ben will tell you about Ben will tell you this about me.
Tell us his music.
My music taste
straight up.
My music taste ranges from "Oh my God, you need to hear this" to "I know, please don't judge me."
And I do.
That's my music taste.
Some of your music, it's like, why? Where did you drag that out of? Sometimes.
Exactly.
But I'm the same way. Okay. Like, I listen to First Delicious on the regular, so I'm not gonna judge. That's my jam.
That's your jam.
It is. It's so good, especially in the gym. Like, if you're in the gym, come on. You gotta listen to like Fergie. Come on. Everyone does that, right?
Of course.
This is totally falling off the rails right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Whatever. Okay, moving along to your next question, Cody. So we want to talk about fall, so let's be somewhat productive so we can get to the fall.
Yes, you know, I'm always interested in hearing people's responses to this next question. If you want a musician, what would you be?
Oh, my goodness. Well, honestly, I really would be a chef. If I wasn't in the music business, I would be a chef.
I used to want to be a chef for a really long time. I don't really know what changed. I wanted to be a chef forever because I thought I was, like, the greatest cook.
Yeah, even. Like, when I was little,
I
would
like,
take, like, little cooking classes. Like, that's what I did.
When I was, like, freshman in high school, I wanted to be a chef. And then, like, sophomore year, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. And I wanted to be a chef, so I realized, like, I had to, like, wash dishes as a part of
the
job.
That's the worst part of
like,
it.
Yeah. So, I'm not a chef.
Yeah.
A couple more questions, and then we'll get into your music and your current projects. If I don't ask this next question, the person that thought of this question will probably kill me. So I've got to ask it. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Oh, man. Probably the timing that I got into it. Like, if I could have gone back and, like, done it sooner, then, yes, I wanted to go to school and I wanted to, you know, I knew I wanted music in my life at all times, but I wish I would have known sooner that I wanted to do country rather than opera and pursued country first and gone that route. Because now,
you know. I understand that, you know.
Yeah.
I think this is probably the last question before we get into your music, but either in your professional life or your personal life, what is the best advice you've ever gotten?
Oh my goodness, the best advice that I have ever gotten is, you know, I was late to one of my meetings one time in Nashville, and I told him, I said, I'm so sorry that I'm late. And the guy said, you are never late. You are always on time when you're supposed to be there, because God says, you know, you are supposed to be there at that certain time. If you were there at a different time or later, you know, it could have totally changed the outcome. So, you know, you're never late. You're always on time.
Oh, I like that. That's That just made me think of in the Princess Diary when Clarice was like, a queen is never late, everyone else was early.
Yes.
Okay, that is my favorite thing ever because I'm that person. I'm like, oh, the queen is never late. Y'all are all
exactly.
early. I love her. Concessions, that movie, first of all, is great. Second of all, Julie Andrews is like my spirit animal, especially in that movie. So
yes.
anything I can, you know, that just, maybe, we're both the queen. That's why you got that advice, too.
Exactly.
Oh, see how I can spin it to make us royalty?
Royalty.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
Wow.
But I really like that.
Goodness.
I love that it, like, that's pretty deep, actually. I like that. Okay, I'm shutting
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to, like, take it down a few notches from the
awesome.
Little lightheartedness
no.
that we had.
No, totally awesome.
Totally not a problem.
Totally
not a problem.
I just don't want to fangirl over Julie Andrews for, like, a half a day, so I'll shut up.
I kind of lied to you earlier. One more question or two. Who would be your dream duet partner?
Oh, man, you hit me off again. You're lucky I have the fall favorites questions, or I would kill you.
This is true.
Okay, this is going to be a little off, but my dream duet partner would be Josh Groban. He has
oh,
the voice
God.
Of an angel. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, he does.
My
I
grandmother fangirls over him. My grandmother literally doesn't know what he sings or anything, but she sees him on TV, and she, like, loves him. Like, she talks about
he's,
how good he is.
He's a nice hunk of man.
He is. I agree. You know what? That's actually a pretty good choice. He's a really good singer, but it's funny to me
yeah.
that she doesn't know his music, but she sees him on TV, and she, like, fangirls over him singing because she says he's so good. And then he is good, but... She's like, nobody's
yes.
as good as him, except John Legend. And it's funny because
okay.
he doesn't know any John Legend songs either.
Oh, that's funny. That's
Seriously, though. Josh Groban is just like
fantastic.
That man's voice is just, you know.
It's like butter, you know. It's just, it's smooth
it is.
Like
yes.
butter.
Like, I agree completely. But I'm a big... a music fan myself, obviously. So,
right.
so especially the indie music scene.
Mhm.
I love independent singers. Y'all.
Yes.
I have to be completely and totally honest with you. Independent singers are probably some of the sweetest, most supportive people on this planet.
Mhm. I found that too.
Okay, I don't want to. I want to dwell on the man that can sing thing. Hang on, Cody. Before, let me just have a girl moment here. There's nothing more attractive to me than when a man can sing. Okay, I don't care if he can dance. On Dancing with the Stars last night, one of the judges was like, "A woman wants a man that can dance," and I was like, "This woman wants a man that can sing." Like,
that's
I don't
true.
Know what y'all are talking about. Like, I think that it is so hot when a guy can sing. I'm just going to be real. And we talk about, like, what Emily wants in a man on the show all the time, so it's not weird, because I talk for it, and then I talk about it, so.
I don't know about that.
No.
I don't know about that.
talk about my, okay, you know what? No, you texted me last night during Dancing with the Stars or whatever, and we're talking about the hot chicks on there. Like, you don't get to judge, okay?
This is true.
You,
I've forgotten about that. I've forgotten about that.
Every,
this is true.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Get
so,
your
jabs
in now.
Seriously, maybe that's a single thing. My mom was like, I don't know what she's talking about, but.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I'm done now.
Moving
okay.
on.
I don't
want to,
like, scare you off. Like, you, don't be scared.
Is there anything coming up for you, Megan? Any brand new music, any tour dates or anything for you?
Well, I'm not really touring right now, but I am getting ready to do an album release party here in Evansville, Indiana, my hometown, and I'm bringing up some of the guys that I wrote with, and they're amazing musicians and fun to be around, and it's going to be on November 7th, so I'm kind of getting ready for that. And it's a lot more work than, you know, it's not just a big old party. It's like, it's work. That is a tough time. But, you know, I'm getting ready to do that. And this past weekend, I just did the Race for the Cure, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure for breast cancer. And I got the honor to sing the theme song, I Run for Life. And, you know, just being able to support such a great cause and do charity things like that is just some of my favorite things to do, because, you know, I get to help people and, you know, be a spiritual guidance to them, and it's just awesome.
You know, and things like that, when I hear stuff like that, because my aunt was diagnosed with a breast cancer about 3 or 4 years ago, when I hear stuff like that, it just makes my respect for people like you just skyrocket totally.
Well, thank you.
Cody's gonna cry if we don't move on.
Probably. And
he's such an emotional.
And I very rarely cry on the show.
You're so emotional. Shut up. You like get all emotional all the time, but you like you're almost to the point of crying.
Yeah.
But sometimes he straight up cries on the show. Like it happens.
Hey,
it's actually an interesting point.
Yeah, it's okay.
This brings up actually a interesting point that I've been wanting to discuss with a guest. I've just never had the opportunity until now. But
you're welcome.
I think creative people like ourselves, Megan,
mm-hmm.
because I'm a writer. I'm working on a couple
okay.
of books. You know, so. Creative people like ourselves, I think we tend to feel things a lot deeper than the average person.
I feel the same way about that. Because, I mean, you know, like I'll be singing a song and nobody else feels it, but it hits me and I just start crying on stage.
Right.
And it's
the way,
like, it's our brains are just, like, wired differently, I believe.
Yep.
I totally agree. Music gets me,
I agree 1,000%.
Well, okay, funny. This is not a story, but whatever you want to call it. So, you know on YouTube, the people make videos of, like, different TV characters, couples, actors, whatever, with music. Well, so I always was, like, super inspired to do that, but, like, didn't know how. So I, like, taught myself
right.
to do it, and it just makes me so emotional because, like, you know, when you watch, especially, like, TV, like, when you watch somebody on TV for a long, long time, like, a long period of time, you're, like, connected to the character or... you know, character,
right.
actor, whatever. So when you put it with, like, music that, like, goes with it so well, it's, like, super emotional, and I didn't expect
mm-hmm.
that because it's, like, totally fictional. But
yeah,
it can get you.
It really
you know,
does. It gives
I
you
cry
that
over
soft
TV,
spot.
Like, all the time, though, so I'm kind of... Okay, I was watching
oh, wow.
you the other night, and my parents both looked at me and were like, are you crying? And I was like, shut up, I'm waiting for this.
You know,
that happens. It really does.
Don't judge.
While we're on the subject of emotions, there are two songs, recent songs that have came out
mm-hmm.
that turned me into a sobbing, blubbering mess. Every single time I hear
He's
them.
Not kidding.
And it is Maddie and Kay's Fly.
Yeah,
I love that
too.
Song.
Oh, my goodness.
And Rachel Platt and Scott's song.
Mm-hmm.
I like
oh,
that
yeah.
song. I put it on that commercial.
Those two
and now
songs,
like,
they just
drive me crazy.
They just turn me into a sobbing, blubbering mess every time I hear them. It's
huh?
just not even funny.
But, like,
oh, yeah.
They just hit home. Like, for some reason, the new Luke Bryan song, Strip It Down, that song, like, makes me feel something. Like, I don't know why, because, you know, it's not,
no,
like,
Lord.
Anything emotional. No, it's not like that. Shut up. It makes me, like, so, like, I don't know what it is. It just, like, puts me in a, like, better mood. Like, I was driving the other night. I was coming home, and I was in Birmingham, and it was dark, and all of, like, the city lights and everything. And then that song came on. And it was just perfect, so I made it my Snapchat story. But... But for some reason, it just works. Like, and another song that gets me, and I don't know why, is The Scientist by Coldplay. And it's not even, like, that sad of a song, but it just, I don't know, just hits home.
Yeah, it does. You know, there's some, you know, it's just, yeah, they just get you.
Gets you, see?
Exactly.
And Cody, you know what? You had to go ruin my moment just now. Thank you. No, actually, okay. The other night, we were watching the CSI finale. I know, I had to talk about it, of course. And,
yes, you do.
Okay, I don't know if you've ever watched it, Megan, but this couple on there have had this terrible relationship forever, and basically in the finale, he admits to someone that he's in love with her, and she goes off to find him. Well, you know, typical TV show. So
right.
She goes to find him, and I'm, like, in love with them. Have been since I was probably 10, which is shameful, but they play this Norah Jones song, and, like, she's going to find him, and, like, she looks across the thing at him, and he sees her, and it just got emotional, and then I started crying like a child.
Man.
And my mom is like, I was like, oh, my gosh, go get your man, go get your man. Like, I'm talking to the TV at this point because I'm so excited over this. And my mother is like, are you crying? And I was like, no, shut up. I've waited years for this.
Of course I'm not crying, Mama.
And my dad's, like, sitting there laughing, but, like, also wanting to be emotional over the fact that this is happening on TV because that show's been on forever, so everybody knows those characters really well. So he's sitting there, like,
right.
Trying to be excited over it. And my mom's like, are you crying? Stop. And I was like, don't judge me. It's Norah Jones, and they're getting back together.
Oh, Lord.
It's just... it's so good. I can't help it. So, I mean,
right.
I get it. Music, see, it's because I'm a creative person. That's what I'm going to tell people when I cry at the television over couples breaking up.
Because I'm creative. My brain
flutters. It's because I'm creative. Okay.
It kind of is.
Now people are going to think I need to be committed. So,
hey, it's fine. I feel like they think that about me all the time, so.
Well, sure, I've had it all together.
Well, 30 minutes flew by, didn't it, y'all?
But that's okay because we have 15 more. We're just not live anymore, but we're recording, so.
This is true. We're not live
okay.
anymore, but still, I mean.
Now we can do the fall favorites thing really quick because nobody wants to listen to that probably because, you know, they're going to listen to us fangirl over fall. So they can stop listening
right.
at the 30-minute point if they so desire. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so favorite fall movie, and then favorite fall show that, like, TV show that comes on in the fall, or just, you know, fall shows.
Oh, girl. Okay. So my favorite fall movie is Hocus Pocus.
Yes, you
ain't
are
no doubt about it.
Amen. Okay.
And, you know, I don't really, I mean, like, during, like, right, well, the Charlie Brown, like, movies, like, for fall, like, for Halloween and then Thanksgiving. Like, those are my
I love
top
those
shows.
Things. Yes,
me too.
They just take me back to when I was, like, a little young pup. I still am a young pup, but when
yeah,
I was, like,
so
way back then.
I said back in the day, which is funny because I'm 18. Some people are like, shut up. I was like, well, it is back in the day for me. Like, fifth grade is back in the day.
It is.
It's back
so
in the day,
true.
Of course.
I mean, like, my freshman year, I was like, back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
I'm the same way. Okay, see, it's not just me. Anyway. Do you have a fall?
I think you found your new best friend, Emily.
Fall? I know, for real. Okay. So, I was waiting, like, to see if Cody was going to say something else, but he didn't, so it's all good.
No,
okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, he's been a good choice. Okay, let's see. Favorite fall candle, which is so typical white girl / common, but we can do favorite fall scent, favorite fall candle, something along those lines.
Oh, my goodness. I found, okay, so I'm not into, like, candles, but I'm into, like, the scent warmers.
Yes.
So, because I'm, like, accident prone, and
I'm afraid of fire.
I knock candles over all the time. Like, that is something that I really need to work on, is not knocking something over that's
I'm
on fire.
I'm afraid of a light one, and I'm 18. I'm afraid of a match. I don't know what it is, but I'm afraid of it.
It's okay. So, I was at Bed Bath & Beyond last year, and I found this scent, and it's called Spider Cider. Oh, my goodness, it is...
That's such a cute name.
It is heavenly. Like, you get that, like, spice, and then you kind of get, like, the pumpkin pie thing going on, and then you get, like, leaf, and it's just, like, you just, like, want to whiff it all up and just never let it leave your nostrils.
Now I need it. said like that. Now I feel like I need it. I bought Febreze did a limited edition ones for fall and like winter this year, and one of them is called Pumpkin Bliss, and it smells like pumpkin spice latte, and it's fantastic.
Oh, yum!
I bought it, and I bought a cranberry one, and I'm not ashamed.
That's okay.
Totally fine. Okay, let's see. Favorite fall clothing item or favorite fall clothing item, you know, whatever you want to throw
big,
in that category.
Yes, a big fluffy scarf.
Good
choice.
I
live by scarves.
I have a lot of them because you can wear the same scarf with a bunch of different outfits and make them into, you know, look put together.
Exactly.
Or you can wear the same outfit with a different scarf every time and nobody even notices.
Exactly. They'll be like, oh my gosh, where'd you get that shirt?
I know, and I'm like, it's the same one I wore yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a
different
scarf. Cody's getting insight into the female mind right now. Okay.
Pretty much.
Cool. Let's see. Okay, favorite fall drink?
Apple cider.
Yum. I'm into tea. Like, I want to try like every flavor of tea that they have in the world.
Yes.
I don't like coffee, so I drink tea. I want to find, like, a pumpkin one, although I think pumpkin tea might be kind of gross. You never know. Who knows? Maybe Twinings has figured it out. Okay. I know, Cody, we only have 10 minutes. I'm working on it. Okay, favorite, I don't know if you're into makeup or not, so if you're not, you don't have to answer, but favorite fall, like, makeup trend?
The dark lips. Like, those are I love them.
Yeah, me too. I just bought another one yesterday, another, like, dark, dark, dark lip. And I'm so pale that it, like, I should not wear lipstick that dark, but I'm going to do it anyway because everybody else does, so.
I think that's, like, the prettiest thing, though, because you have, like, the pale skin and then your lips just pop. It's really cool.
Now I'm going to feel better about it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Now I feel my mom was like, that's a little dark. And I was like, whatever. It's fall.
Whatever, Mom.
Live and let live. I also bought one that's like this really weird, like, kind of like this, not brown. Brown sounds gross. But it's like this brownish nude color. And it's very like, it's called coffee bean, which doesn't make sense because it's not the color of coffee. But I was like, I don't know if I want to wear this because it's brown. But it's fall.
Right.
You know? Gotta rock
it. It could look totally different on than it does, like,
I know, I
by itself. So
I don't want to, like, put lipstick on and not wear makeup, and I haven't been out of the house in 2 days except to go get gas and some cheese. So, I literally went to the grocery store earlier just to get cheese so I could make stuffed shells for dinner. That's all I wanted. So, yeah,
girl,
whatever.
That's how you gotta do it.
Exactly. Okay, we're moving on, Cody, I promise. Favorite food for the fall, or like something that's cold weather specific for food.
Okay. It would have to be goulash. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
I love goulash. Seriously.
I don't know what it is. I'm so behind.
Oh my goodness, I love it.
We need to introduce this girl to goulash, don't we, Megan?
Yeah, because it's, like, phenomenal. Like, it's almost kind of like a chili, but it's not. Like, so you have, like, you ground your ground beef up, and you throw in, like, onion and, like, crushed tomatoes and, like, stewed tomatoes, and then you just literally throw in elbow macaroni and let it cook until the macaroni's done. And then, like, I like to sprinkle mine with some cheese on top. But it's so good, and it's just like,
it
warms my soul.
It's amazing.
I'm going to Pinterest this item. It sounds really nutritious. I'm going to pretend because that's what I like to do. What?
AM. We've only got like 5 minutes before Blog Talk Radio forcibly removes
us
from the network. Over here.
And I'll shut up, so I promise. Okay, favorite Halloween costume, like, that you've been or something you want to be, whatever you want to tell us.
Okay, so my favorite one, it's so clever and it's so simple. It's the serial killer, where you attach cereal boxes to you and put knives through them. So
I've seen that one before.
It's so clever and it's so, like, it's unique. Like, I'm a serial killer.
Exactly. I've seen that one before, actually.
Like, yes. This is so lame. But my aunt, she's like, it's a quick story, Cody, I promise. She's like really short, like 5 feet maybe, not even my height. And her boyfriend, they're past the age of saying boyfriend, but I don't know what else to call him. He's
significant
like
other.
There you go. They're about to be married, I think. Anyway, so he's really tall, and I think it would be so funny if they were Sunny and Cher, but, like, she's Sunny because she's short and he's Cher. But, like, they would never go for that. They're in their 60s, so they would, like, never go for this. They would kill me if I even said that. He would be like, I'm not wearing a Cher wig. But it would be so funny to me because, like, on the Golden Girls, Dorothy and Sophia were Sunny and Cher, and it's so funny to me, and I really want someone to do it, but I don't have anybody tall enough to be my Cher.
Right.
So, anyway, I'll shut up now, Cody. I'm sorry. I just get excited.
We wanted to thank you for taking about 40 minutes or so out of your day to come on and chat with us. And
be my best friend.
Exactly. And if you ever need anything from either me or M, whether it's promotion, whether it's anything, don't hesitate to reach out. Okay.
I really appreciate you.
You have to come back. Please come back.
Yes, you do.
I will. I will come back.
So you have a open invitation to the show. Absolutely, anytime you want to come back, you've got a spot. So
thank you
so
much.
I'll talk to you on Twitter so that you feel the love because I stalk everyone.
Okay. I think I'm gonna
my job.
I'm gonna let you go, Megan, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter. Okay.
Okay, sounds good, Cody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented, super funny
Emily's new best friend,
Megan Gallagher, and M's new best friend at this point.
Okay, do an announcement
over
for rapid speed.
I think I'm going to let you go, M, and I'll handle the announcements and stuff, okay?
All right, is that your way of shutting me up?
Not really.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later, girl.
Bye.
Well, like I said, I hope you enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented Miss Megan Gallagher. A couple of announcements, and I'll get off here real quick. October 13th, we have country music duo Mercy Stone on the show with us. And that's the 13th at 4:30 p.m. Central. And the 20th at 4:30 p.m. Central, we have our incredibly talented friend, Miss Alyssa Trahan, coming back to the show to update us on what she's been up to since the last time she was on. And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Punk Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.